Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Spear of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
You have 30 more seconds. Oh, 30 more seconds. Thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let that amen be the loudest. Praise God. Who is excited to be in church? Are you sure? Amen. Are you sure you're excited? All right. Give the Lord a big hand again. Amen. God bless you. Please be seated. Amen. Praise God. None of us are ready for Jesus this evening. Amen. It's going to be an interesting one. Praise God. All right. We started a series on Sunday, a branch of theology particularly, titled, what? Ecclesiology. Amen. Can I hear everyone say the word ecclesiology? Come on, say it again. Say it the best way you can. Good. All right. We started that series on Sunday. If you have not listened to my Sunday teaching, you have missed too much. Amen. And I also want to recommend the workers' meeting teaching, the leverage system of grace. Am I correct? You should get it. Focus your attention on me. Amen. Amen. Now, look at it. On Sunday, we discussed that ecclesiology is actually a branch of theology that deals with the study of the church. The study of what? Alright, so I told you that there are 10 branches of theology. Who can remember? So I said you have what? Let's start soteriology, pneumatology, angelology, amatiology, ecclesiology, anthropology, philosophy. What have I not touched? Huh? Eschatology. Alright, what are the... I've mentioned angelology. Alright. And so on and so forth. 10 branches. Amen. Don't get into pharmacology now. Amen. Amen. Alright. And ecclesiology is one of those branches. Praise God. So, on Sunday I showed you a scripture. Matthew chapter number 16. And we looked at it in the Bible. The first place where the word church was mentioned. The first place where the word church was mentioned was Matthew chapter number 16 verse 18. You remember? Good. Can we turn our Bibles there quickly? Matthew chapter number 16 verse 18. Okay. You just follow me. Matthew 16 verse what? Verse 18. Now, Jesus speaking to the disciples in the earlier verses, precisely verse Verse 13. He began to ask his disciples. Alright? As touching who men say that he is. Amen. And we looked at it, how that their description was within a pre-existing mold. Amen. Within a what? Pre-existing mold. That is, people will want to fit you into something that is already existing. You see? So he said, who do you say that I am? So Peter spoke and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And that's who he is. Praise God. Alright, the Christ means the anointed one, the sent one. In fact, the anointed one. Let's just leave it there. The Son of the living God. Alright, Jesus said, you are Peter. Alright, but upon this rock, you are Petros. But upon this Petra. Now, look at it. The word you are Peter there is a strong word. Because another name that Peter is called is named Simon. That means an unstable man. So when he said, you are Peter, he was prophesying, you are stable. You'll be a rock. Alright? But upon this rock, what rock is that? The revelation of Jesus as the Son of God. I will build my church. You see that? And the gate of hell will not what? Prevail against it. You see, so when Paul began to speak in 1 Corinthians 3:10 and said, I, as a wise master builder, have laid well the foundation, but another builds there. What that means is that, now, listen to this. The church is not a building. The church is a people. So we have looked at this word from the histological perspective, from the global perspective. Amen. Still within the context of scripture. You see that now. Now from the histological perspective, was well brought the word ecclesia. That means the house of senate. Are you seeing that now? That's the origin. You see. But from the global perspective, it means the community of saved saints from the resurrection of Jesus till rapture. Everyone who have been washed with the blood from that time to the rapture, they're part of the church. You see that now. So, but when Jesus said, I will build my church, was he talking about buying cement and laying foundation? What was he talking about? He was talking about my people. Because the church is the called out people. You are the church. The one who have been called out from the sin, the trespasses, who have been washed with the blood. So when Jesus said, I will build my church. You see that now. So what that means is that he's going to build you. Because you are the church. That's a perspective. Please listen. Alright. I'm trying to make it as simple as possible. But there is a more elaborate part of it. The building of the global church, you see, is done, of course, from, let's say, Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost was released, till rapture. But it is the church is being built till we all come into the fullness of the measure of the stature of Christ. Listen to that. Listen. What that means is that the church, listen, that Jesus is building the church with a curriculum. The end of that curriculum is the measure of the fullness of the stature of Christ. And that cannot be achieved in a generation. Are you seeing that now? So, what is going to happen? We break into new realms of revelation, of Christ, of scriptures that we walk with. And that's why sometimes the church breaks into something new. It's been in scriptures, but it's just open and people fight it. You see, because it is the nature of man to fight what is foreign. But that it is foreign doesn't mean it is alien. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, I hope I'm not being too elaborate. I'm trying to make it as simple. I'm going back, all right, to my note. So, what that means is this. Christ is building his church. But if you look at the book of Ephesians chapter number 4. Now, turn your Bibles there quickly. Turn your Bibles with me. Ephesians chapter number 4. Ephesians chapter number 4. And I want you to follow me promptly. Amen. I want you to follow me what? How? Promptly. Praise God. Ephesians chapter number what? 4. Now, look at it. Let me show you something very interesting. Will you be interested in seeing it? Good. Ephesians 4, we'll start the reading from. Ephesians 4, I start the reading from verse. Alright, let's start the reading from verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Are you seeing that? Now, he that ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower part of the earth. He that descended is the same that ascended up, far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Now look at this. And he gave some, what? Apostles. Some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. What's their job? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till when? Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Till we all come. So when the Bible says that he gave gifts to men, there are two ways you may want to see this. You see, some may say that he gave gifts to men, that is, he gave gifts to men, maybe he gave gifts to Nakali. Alright, to Minister Nakali and say that the gift I'm giving you is the gift of pastor. So you are a pastor, that's your gift. Somebody may say, he gave gifts to bride. Say, what's your gift? See, you're a prophet. Those are ministry offices. They are not gifts. You have gift of the Spirit. Prophecy. Interpretation of tongues. Are you seeing that? So when the Bible said that the same person who ascended is the same who descended first, and he gave gift to men, the gift he gave to men is that he gave to some an apostle as a gift. He gave to others a prophet as a gift. Okay? He gave to others a teacher as a gift. What's their duty? For the work of ministry. For the building of the saint. That's what they define there. You see that now. So it means that, listen, these individuals, all right, these are offices that God has assigned to his children across the church. And it is for a work. So if you are in a church, accept the gift that God has given to you. Accept your pastors. Amen. You see, if you don't accept the gifts that God has given to you, you are like the man that received one talent and buried it. Because there's ingratitude. Some members don't like their pastor. I don't like his use of English. Go get him books then. So you don't like your pastor. I don't like my pastor. Why are you there? It's a gift to you from God. I sent a message to the pastors and to those that are my sons and daughters who are head of ministries this morning. All right. I sent them a message. And the summary of that message is that it is the pastor you don't like that has the greatest work in your life. He has it. That pastor you don't like is the one who has been sent to you. He has the serious work in your life. And something in you doesn't like him. You see that now. Amen. So, for instance, praise God. Are you following what I'm saying here? Uh-huh. So, what gift did God give to his Fair of Light Church? The gift of an apostle. What was it? I said, that's the gift he's given to you. Are you seeing that now? If a pastor is sent to your assembly, maybe a pastor is changed, a new pastor is brought in. That's the gift from God. You don't understand that. You see, some people make certain mistakes and they miss God. Because somewhere along the line, we switch from spirituality to emotions. And we miss God. I say, Apostle is no longer in Ibadan. Apostle is now in Abuja. So, I am no longer attending Serve Light Church Ibadan. There's a gift given to you by God there. No man takes this honor on himself. Amen. Say it loud and clear. My pastor is a gift from God. So, if you say, I don't know what God's gifts look like, look at your pastor. That's a gift from God. Amen. And by the way, your pastor's wife is also your pastor. Yes, because the one who pastors your pastor is your pastor. Oh yeah, that's the way it works. Say, I like my pastor, but I don't like the wife. What's your problem? It's a full package gift. Hello? Have you accepted your own gift? Do you listen to your own gift? Now, what that means is, Jesus is saying, I am not coming from heaven to build the church. I will build them through my... See, when you have a hand, five fingers, apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists. They are the hand that God used in building. That's why Paul could say in 1 Corinthians 3, that as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. Now, I can look at you and say that, apostle, by the grace of God, the work I came to do in Abuja for 3 years, I'm done. And then I'm traveling now to, let's say, Kenya. I can look at you and say, by the grace of God, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. That is, the template of my teachings and the things I've been trainings you have received, it should accommodate a superstructure. It's not pride. God used men to build men. But that's the way it works. If you ever have to wait for till Jesus comes before you submit yourself for building, he will not even meet you waiting because you'll be lost. He will not meet you waiting. Praise God. Say, he gave gifts to men. Has he given your own gift?
Yes,
some of you have 4, 5, 6 gifts.
Yes.
10 gifts, 20 gifts. That's why you are confused. I said, that's why you are confused. It's bizarre. Say, who are your pastors? You count 20 people. So it means, look, sit down for a minute. Let's deal with this. When one is teaching a message, and that message is for those who are at window level, but you are at foundation level, you confuse your life. This one is teaching a message. The message is for those who are at roofing level. You confuse your life. This one is teaching a message. The message for those who are at lintel level. You see, different ministers are building at different levels.
Yes, sir.
It is in your spiritual family that there is a curriculum. Hello. And as you mature, you are moved to the next thing. You want to see a Christian that is wholesome, balanced, and look like Christ. They have a local assembly. Where the word is taught with simplicity and clarity. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying here? You see them. They are dutiful. After the service, they listen to the message of their pastor again. They sit with it. and say that I know there is something. I know those who listen to my teachings. One of the, you see, there are people, you see, things happen. Okay? Sometimes I'm teaching. People are just playing, surfing, Twitter, and all those things. And the things I have handled in teaching, now come back and say, Apostle, please, sir, can you explain this? I have taught this in series. Don't miss your class. Don't miss your what? Don't miss your class. Praise God. Amen. Do you understand that now? So, the church is the called out saint. Bought with the price, washed with the blood, subjected to the building process. The fact that you are blood washed doesn't mean you are perfect. Are you following what I'm saying here? Huh? When you see a woman gives birth to a child, say, congratulations, happy, whatever. Most times I ask, when we get this, happy, what should we say again? So I say, happy this, or happy delivery, whatever. But that child will have to grow. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me give an instance. Even if that child was kicking them, have you seen children kicking the mother's womb? Oh, yes. They kick the mother's. When my daughter was in my wife's stomach, womb now, but stomach. Because she was everywhere. You see, sometimes you see the leg come out like this. Sometimes I want to eat the leg and say, come and put the leg inside. You want to tear my wife's stomach. Sometimes you see the elbow or something. They're just wiggling and turn. You don't know what it looks like. You just say, fine guys, I like you. I bet something is going to turn inside that stomach, my friend. And they say, let me hold this side. See? But the fact that that child is that active there doesn't mean from the moment that child comes out, that child begins to eat rice. Hello? The child will need to grow. So it means that it doesn't matter how powerful your voice is and how many records you have outside Christ. When you come into Christ, born again, you are subjected to growth. Okay? That giftings without growth will destroy the career. It might have prospered him outside Christ. It will push him into error. Because he will bring philosophy. See, growth is a necessity. And that's what happens in church. You are taught to maturity. Now let's break this down a bit. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
I said, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Huh? So, those of you who don't like your pastors, you have rejected God's gift. Say, I'm not going to reject God's gift. Hey, is that, look at the way you are saying it. It doesn't look like you are grateful or you are happy. It's like you are saying, oh yes. Some of you are saying that I don't like my pastor. I like the other pastor that has pointed nose. I don't like the way my pastor's nose. What are you talking about? I don't, I like pastors. Somebody say, I like pastors that have pointed nose, or I have pastors that maybe are bald or something. What is it? Oh. Okay. I noticed the A came from ladies, so let me school you. This life, this life is turn by turn. Hold on. The same way a man will marry a woman and you just look like slim and she's there and you don't know what will happen tomorrow. Tomorrow she just expands. But then things happen. Well, you accept it as this is the gift from God. True or not true? You can marry him with dreadlocks. And 2 weeks later, you just see that it looks like somebody has scooped something. That is a gift, yeah. Guys, have I bailed you out? See, over your airline is going inside. Yes. Yes. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. But let's leave that. That's on a lighter note. See, I don't like a pastor. See, there is something about your life that God has seen that has made him give you the pastor he has given to you. When you submit yourself to the wisdom of God, you will find out. And I said, the pastor you don't like has the greatest assignment in your life. That doesn't mean the one you like does not have assignment, because you have to balance things for everybody. See, but I like apostles. So I still have work in your life. Is that clear? Yes. Oh, yes. I heard a story from the man of God, Dagwood Mills, and he was talking about the kind of coldness that can exist in church. And he said this, one time a boy has been training for about 15 years. The boy just took him out and said, I want to take you out, Papa, for a lunch. So he was excited and said, this story I want to share, don't take me out for that kind of lunch. He said, I want to take you. So as they were eating the lunch and all those things, the boy looked at him and said, I just want to tell you, Papa, that I'm done with you. Ah. And the boy was smiling. He said he felt like the boy was piercing his heart with a knife. But he was smiling, cold-hearted, stone cold. He said, I'm done with you, and I'm moving on, and you are not my pastor anymore. Please eat your food, Papa, eat your food. This story is online. It's online. He said, eat your food, Papa. He said, I'm done with you, and all that. How do you eat such food? But that is what happens. That's what people do to the gift of God that they have received. You see, you must treat your pastors with a revelation that this gift can only come from God. Are you following what I'm saying here? With a what? A revelation. Say it again, a revelation. Come on now, say it again, a revelation. Praise God. Now let's delve into this a bit. Now, he gave some apostles, some prophets, evangelists, some pastors, and what? Teachers. For the what? For the perfecting of the saints. Now, let's look at this in Amplified Translation. He said his intention was perfecting and the full equipping of the saints, his consecrated people. Amen? So, it means that in your local assembly, one of God's intention that he hopes to achieve is for you to be equipped. Amen. And he didn't say partial equipping. He said full equipping. What does that mean? It means to equip a man to a point where there's nothing missing. For life and for destiny. Relevant in marriage. All right. Relevant in ministry. And has gotten kingdom values for career. You see, so you can, and that's why you must be careful who you listen to. Okay? Somebody can come to you and say that we don't teach any other message except Christ. Yes, our message is Christocentric. That is, it is Christ-centered. That is, before we say anything is a doctrine, we look at the Christocentric connection of it. What that means is that, does Christ have anything to say about this in his words? Are you following what I'm saying here? So we teach from that perspective. But it is error to leave the subject of marriage. Is believer going to get married? Yes. If he's going to get married, he should be taught about it. Is the believer going to walk in finance? Yes. If he's going to walk in finance, there's the wisdom in scripture that can handle that area. Are you following what I'm saying? Is believer going to walk in his career? Yes, there were career men in the Bible. Daniel was one. Joseph was one. There is wisdom embedded there that the believer can be taught. And it is still Christocentric. Are you following what I'm saying here? What does that mean? It means it does not contradict the principles and the persons of Christ. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright. Is the believer involved in politics? Does politics affect the life of a believer? He should know about it. The Bible has something to say about it. Say, when the righteous rule, people rejoice. When the evil man rule, people groan. So every area of your engagement, you need equipping for it. And there is something the Bible has to say about everything you do. That's how broad and how robust God's word is. It is robust. Are you following what I'm saying here? Huh? So people have lost their ministries. And that's why I said, you have to accept your primary gift from God. You have to. I'm not saying no other person can bless you from, right? People can be a blessing to you. But you understand, this is where God is building me. I don't say I have a word in my heart and I'm getting confirmation outside my spiritual family. That's not God. Are you feeling? God doesn't. Or they brought a guest minister. The guest minister is saying, you see, you are in a place and the place is too small and you are groaning. It's time to check out. He said, yeah, that's it. That's it. That's the word I've been looking for. Your word is in the mouth of your God ordained priest. Are you following what I'm saying here? Because that's where the curriculum is. And we must understand this. And be grounded. Be taught. Be taught. Have you seen children that left, maybe because of the traveling nature of their father's job, left from one school to another till they could not cope anymore? It even happens to believers. Just go here, change church. And I think we discussed something like this around Festival of Life. Somebody can wake up on Sunday morning, say, I'm going to dance at family worship. Then I'm going to come for the word at Sphere of Light. As if we don't dance. All right? Then I'm going to go for lunch. Then I will have a nice night time at Koinonia. It looks interesting until you find out that there is no structure for your life. In fact, what is most likely going to happen is that in that single day, the three pastors can contradict themselves, yet it is one that is for you. There are believers that every month end, they have 10 new month declaration from 10 different pastors. This one is saying it is your month of process. That one is saying it's your month of acceleration. This one is saying it is your month of the spirit. This one is saying it is the month to soar. That one is saying it is. By the time you put everything together, you become confused. Why? Because there is no structured curriculum raising you. Listen to what I'm saying here. It is one thing that your church has welcomed you. You must accept the church and settle him. That God instituted that body. Honor your church. Are you following what I'm saying here? Settle him and accept God's word for you there. Where are you now? I'm a body of Christ person. The body of Christ is large. The body of Christ is large. And in this body of Christ, there's kasala. Problem day, sir. I think the only thing we agree on is that Jesus is the Son of God. After that, argument has started. Some will say Jesus is black. Some will say he's blue. Some will say he's a carpenter. Some say no, he was a organizer. I'm telling you. There's argument almost about, and you see, if you don't stay rooted in your local assembly, unfortunately, the media has given even those whose voice should not be heard a voice. And 1 minute video can scatter your life. 1 minute video. One. I don't know how to call people out and do all those. We just teach. Are you following what I'm saying? One minute video that you watch. And you can even enter into spiritism and begin to divine with different spirits and all that. But sit in your local assembly. One of the ways you know you have found your church is that your word is there. Are you following what I'm saying here? You will know. And let me tell you this. Your local assembly is your spiritual family on earth. Look up. Look up. Look up. How many of you came from a family? Raise your hand. You didn't come from a burial ground. Amen. You just came out. Kuleku, kuleku, kuleku. Anyone like that? Yeah? I cast you out. You came from a family? Are you sure? You know, I went to fill a form in an office one time. And the woman was filling the form. And he got to the sex. He said, male or female? Ah, she was looking at me. Male or female? Ah, in Nigeria. Mama. With my beard. Allah day. All right. But we all came from a family. True? You have a responsibility in that family. I saw a video today, a boy saying, thank God I don't gain admission. That house, I'm not going to wash plate again. Whatever. They've not told him. Not told him. Except you marry a woman you have colonized, you will wash plate. In fact, I think Ezekiel or something said, God is going to wash Israel as a man washes dishes. A man. As a man. Someone is looking. Hey! Don't look at the man beside you. What do you mean? Just look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Say, Chum, go away. That's it. Are you following that? I say, by the way, okay. Look up, hold on. That's a man who washes dishes. You have a responsibility. True? Till now, when you go back home, you have a responsibility. Do you go back home and say, Daddy, Mommy, is this your house? I'm not coming here. Look at the father of so and so person. See how their children are enjoying. Is this what you have done with your life? That is what you look like when you enter your spiritual family on earth and say, I can't sit here because the sound is not powerful enough for me. I want to hear it in my liver. Anything that is not well in your family, the fact that you can see it show you that it is your duty to put it there. That's what it means. Are you following what I'm saying here? No, we don't form touche. We get it done. Okay. The choir. I wish they could sound better. Alright. Do you sing? Okay, you don't sing. But you know music. So pray along. Okay? And if God has blessed you to be a part of giving towards the instrument to make it better. Is that okay? Then you now take it upon yourself and say that, on behalf of myself and others who want this thing to be better, I sow this seed so it can be better. That is how we do in family. Not like you just peep and say, ah, is that the church? I'm out of here, man. Out of where? You are going to meet it in front. Do you get what I'm saying? God now help you one day. God call you to. And you've been out of many places. I'm out of here. Have I got it? I'm out of here. People now come to your place to say, I'm out of here. Because all them are so zero. Praise God. Are you following what I'm saying here? Say it again. I accept my spiritual family. Say it again. I accept my spiritual family. Now, one of the ways God equipped the saint in the local assembly is through service. Listen, there is only little that can happen to you listening to the word. Majority of the things that will happen, happen through participation. There are things we will never know to help you with as long as you dodge among the crowd and after service, you leave. There's, in fact, all of you here are workers now. True? True? But listen to this. Let me share a secret with you. The curriculum of your local assembly is so powerful in God's wisdom that if you submit yourself to the wisdom of God in it, you will not have to be breaking any family curse. The wisdom protocol in it will bring you out of it. Because everything you call family curse is sponsored by family character. If there is poverty, usually you will find infidelity. But you know you belong to a local assembly and you've been taught God's word. You don't touch a girl you are not married to. Say, submit yourself. So you are married. Yes, that's your wife. You don't come and tell me tomorrow and say, Apostle, you won't believe it. I said, believe what? My wife. Yes. My wife. Say, yes. She's not as fine as she used to be. I said, come. What did you say? Say, my wife. Yes. She's not as fine as to be. I say, come. What did you say? My wife. By the time you want to say to her, I say, actually. True? It is dangerous to live a life where there's nobody you fear. That doesn't mean panic. It means reverence. That, if I should do this, who will I resemble? By God giving you that model, you have escaped looking like your father. If he is not somebody who has modeled something correct, you have escaped it. There's something they call, is it mid-age crisis? Huh? See some men in their 40s, their wives start changing in their eyes. What are you talking about? See, you marry her as a young lady. You made her a mother. She's your wife. She's your best friend. She will be a grandmother. A woman will be many things in marriage. If you keep escaping tutelage in local assembly, it will look smart. You can go online and type as people's pastors online, but your life will not mirror Christ. Because there is something about being taught. There is something about being mentored. There is something about being raised. Are you with me now? So I'll go and meet my spiritual father. God forbid. I say, Papa, I say yes. You know, Pastor Mimi, I say yes. Pastor Mimi, say yes. Right now you think well, you swallow what you want to say. And that's why, if God has placed you in the place of a priest, be careful what you model. You may model to men that nobody is truly free from sin. And you can destroy generations. Priesthood is not for people who can't sacrifice. Put your fleshy desires under for something superior. Are you following what I'm saying here? Huh? That's why as a young girl too, you say, I like guys who are free and wild. I like them young, free and wild. Say young, free and wild. I want us to say it. I'm excited. Say, I like them young. I like them free. I like them wild. Come on, so better now. I like them young. I like them free. I like them wild. Say, you see, all the things you have mentioned is problem. Woe to the land where your king is a child. Free, true freedom is to be placed under restriction of the word. That's true freedom. That's liberty of the spirit. Wild. What is wild that is nice? See, you are playing with a tiger. Tiger. See, you can say from today to tomorrow, oh my tiger, oh selfie. It will still eat you. It will eat you. Yeah. He will drink your blood. Your blood will dry. I like them young. I like them free. See, I don't do church boys. Should we tell them? Church boys. Jesus has a son. He said, I don't do that kind. You like the one that is young, free and wild. Interesting. Odogu. Young, free and wild. Are you serious? You must be very fine and funny. I like them young, free. I say, all these Jesus things. See, I laugh in Spanish. All these church boys. You don't like the one that goes to church in the evening. But you like when he goes to club, you are waiting 11:30, he's not back. He comes around 1 a.m. He's drunk. His children, you are praying, they should not look like him. But the one that is in church, that is dancing and praising God, you are angry. Sister Micah, say, look at David, you are dancing like a madman. You see, but when he's in the club, say, Odogwu Ima. He said, that's my kind. That's my kind. It takes a stick of cigarette, smoke, and it gives you to draw now. Say, I like them young, free and well. Yeah. See, you don't pity people. Some people ask for the problem they have. They begged for it. Oh, yes. They begged for it. They enjoyed it in the day the liberty was sweet until the liberty became the chain around their lives. Oh, yes. I don't do church boys. Look at your mouth. I don't do church boys. Church boy, is church boys looking for you? Except the church boys who didn't pray. Let me give you a counsel. Let me give you a counsel. See, if you don't pray, let me give you a balance before I give the counsel. It doesn't matter the mistakes you have made. Once you are in Christ, He's forgiven you and He has restored you. The Bible calls you new. But there are some land that is not new. And somebody has sown thorn, tissues, wahala, problem. If you don't pray, you will reap what you don't sow. And this one is not grace, so problem. Do you understand what I'm saying? I like them young. I like them free. I like them wild. Young, free, and wild. Young, free, and wild. Young, free, and wild. I like them young. Who is this pastor? Say, by the grace of God, he listens to Apostle Selman. Yeah. We are asking him for his pastor. He's talking about who he listens to. Kahandeka. We say, what class is he? Say he has English textbook at home. That's as funny as you sound. Yeah, he has English textbook. Macmillan English. He did his own work. It will be nice until it changes. Wild. Wild. Say, the guy you are dating, do you guys pray? Say, well, see, it's not the prayer time. It's not the prayer time. Wow. Interesting. Have you met his pastor? Say, well, you see, he's not somebody who would like to be known. He just, the church is a big church, so he just hide there. Wow. Wow. Interesting. Even those who are spirit filled, who pray in tongues, koko, not me, koko, koko. Those who are spirit filled and all those things still need help. Oh, yes. Help. Like, bring your head back. How much more the one who doesn't know what help is? Don't fight the system of the church. It is God's mercy towards you. It is. Are you following what I'm saying here? It is. Oh, yes. It is. It is God's mercy. Amen. Are you following what I'm teaching here tonight? Are you sure? Or you are tired? I said, are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Or you are tired? And let me give you this counsel. You like a girl or you like a boy in church? You say, I don't like third party in my matter. So you boycott your pastor. See, pastors know secret. That doesn't mean pastors are loose people. But pastor knows those is pastoring. True? Let me leave it there. And I like that brother. We look at you. I say, okay. You describe how that he buys me ice cream, he buys me shawarma, is this. Okay. Pastor, is that all you are going to say? Ha. Okay. Maybe you have said in that conversation that God said he's the one. So what would the pastor say? Okay. Maybe just 2 weeks ago, a sister still came and said, this brother acts out. You don't trust. Why? What kind of demonic influence make people to lose trust in their pastors? I don't tell pastors my things. Somebody's praying on his knees. Father, these guys, alright, they've married now 2 years. Bless them, Lord, with the fruit of the womb. They've been trusting you for a child. Bless them. So finally it happens. And you agree together. Say, don't tell him. Don't tell him. Then one day you come to church, stomach is bad. So say, has God done it? I say, yeah. Ha! Since when? Say, in 6 months now. Ha! God bless you. God bless you. The pastor knows his place. Hey, he knows his place. And you don't struggle with people over where they have decided to place you. Oh, yes. All right? Say, we are processing to Japa. But don't say anything. Just a day to the trip. Now come and say, Pastor, I want to appreciate you. You've been a good man to me. Thank you for being a good father. You are this. You are a kind man. By the grace of God, tomorrow we are moving to Australia. People blame pastors. But only God can reward pastors. That one is even... You see, I've seen cases where I just went online and I saw my spiritual daughter is married. Huh? I be high, they pay me. Married. I commented, congratulations, happy married life. And the person still replied the comment, thank you for all you do for us, sir. Are you following what I'm saying? Married. We are wondering what. There was no misunderstanding. Ministry is not for the faint-hearted. If you have issues with emotions, right, I'm not saying don't do ministry, but God is able to make you strong. You see? Yeah. Are you following what I'm saying here? Yeah. Somebody has been in a problem and things are bad. You've been agreeing with this person in faith. God bless this person. Change the story. As the contract clicked, the first family agreement, don't tell them in church. Don't tell pastor. Who has beguiled you? Your pastor is God's gift to you. Equation one. Don't stay under a pastor you don't trust. If you know you don't trust him, get out. Don't be a problem to the church. Just bow out. I say, sir, thank you so much, but I don't feel it's okay here for me. All right? Are you following what I'm saying here? I said, are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm teaching you?
Yes.
Hey, you see, listen, the devil knows how to set men up against the most needed things in their lives. Don't fall for the trap. And let me say this to you. Don't ever try to join a perfect church because you are not perfect. And the day the imperfect you joins the perfect church, the church becomes imperfect. But what I've found out in church is that there are people say, I love this church. All right, we believe you. But the way we know who you are is that we check what happens to the heart of everyone that have contact with you. Somebody say, there's something I don't understand about the church. Blah, blah, blah. Your duty is to bring light and restore the person. Say, me too. Say, that Pastor Joseph. the way they preach on Sunday self. See, I just look on one side eye. See, you are the one speaking pidgin now, bro, Jonah. See, but listen to what I'm saying here. The Bible says, let me give you this, let me show you the scripture. Alright. If anyone will make this little one stumble, it says it's better for a milestone to be tied around his neck and cast to the ocean. Never be an instrument of offense. And I tell our pastors, there's a protocol for church. If a believer is sick, injured, get them treated. But once you become the injury in the heart of others, separate them. So there's no problem. Lift your hands. Say, I will be an instrument of help and healing in my local assembly. Come on, say it again, say it again, say it again. Say it again loud and clear. I will not be an instrument of pain in the name of Jesus. I'll be an instrument of help and healing in my local assembly. Anywhere there's a problem, I bring solution. I represent the vision and the mandate of the house in the name of Jesus. I am a builder, not a destroyer. I am a gatherer, not a scatterer. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now listen. See, you never think that you should not pray for your heart. You should pray for your heart. Because every now and then things can happen. Even pastors can be offended. Ah! This work! If you are not careful as a pastor, you will be ministering of offense. You will be injured. You are bleeding. Go on retreat. And when you pray for your pastor, pray more for the heart. Lord, preserve his heart. You see, you have no right to be offended at a pastor you are not praying for. Many believers have left intercessory ministry. We just want all things perfect. No. Pray for your pastor. Pray for his family. Pray for his children. Amen. Because many pastors can't remember the last time they prayed for themselves. Yes. I remember something happened on campus. All right. Was it a driven campus or I finished? I got a message around, no, it was on campus, around 1 a.m. from one of our members in the hostel. They said some boys, some thieves were breaking into their hostel. They are rapists. They are about to do some things. Send the message. I was having overnight reading in church with a few brethren. I gathered the males there. We ran to police station. There was nothing we did for this policeman to wake up. He didn't wake up. With every effort, zero, gone. You see. So finally we went from house to house, called men and gathered sticks and went to that hostel. Today I look back. What if something had happened? We're with a friend of ours today. I was sharing a story of a pastor that was invited to preach in a meeting. On his way to the meeting, he had an accident and died. You know what they did in the meeting? They edited the flyer, removed his picture, put somebody else there and went on with it. Sometimes I ask people, you want to bring a man of God? Say, we are prayed, sir. They are sending messages. So, sir, we can't wait to have you. Once you drop the mic, pim, you will hear. You are not that important. You are just needed for the moment. So that kind of heart that faces that needs prayer. And that's why you can't do ministry without staying in God's presence. You will die of hurt and offense. Are you following what I'm saying here? Huh? See, once God begins to use you for people, detach your heart from expectations. God is the rewarder. Men are not the rewarder. He can use men. All right? You will reap what you sow, not where you sow. What you sow. Because have I not been your pastor? Never tell anybody. After all I've done for you, shh. You have your reward. Just move on. Are you following what I'm saying? And one of the ways to deal with frustration is to minimize expectations. You'll be frustrated every now and then. Every time you say, my head, See, are you following what I'm saying here?
Yes, sir.
There's a song coming to my spirit. Lord, make us instrument of your peace. Can we sing that song? I want us to sing. Bright Nakal, help me with that song. I want us to sing that song of your peace.
Lord, make us instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let your love increase. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Walls of pride and prejudice shall cease. When we are your instruments of
bless you. Please be seated. Listen. Listen. Let me show you a scripture. Amen. It's a scripture for the local church. Turn your Bibles there. Ezekiel chapter number 34. Ezekiel 34. Ezekiel 34. Now, if you read from the beginning, there's a word for pastors. Talk about judgment on shepherds. Now, there's also a word for the flock. Amen. From verse 17. Ezekiel 34 from verse 17. There's a word for the flock. Now, look at it. He said, as for you, O my flock, that is church. All right. And I want you to look at this. Reason with God. He said, thus says the Lord, behold, I'll judge between cattle and cattle. That is, God is going to judge the way members treat each other. Yeah. So he's going to judge it. Some, you say, how do you just wake up now and say, I don't like that sister? How? What spirit is that? Is that the spirit of Christ? And somebody who has never offended you, who has never done anything to you, never been a part of your life, suddenly the fellow is greeting you every time. You won't answer. How are you doing? Good morning. And we have so perfected it that the same person who is a snob is the one whose prayer is the loudest. And while praying, the sister that doesn't like mistakenly step on the shoes. How is poison and life flowing from the same Christian? Are you following what I'm saying here? And yeah, you have no right. You have no right. You have no right. All right? To discuss anybody's matter except for life and to defend them. See, that brother is very proud. You see, he doesn't talk in church. See, it is low self-esteem to believe that because people are quiet, they are proud. It is low self-esteem. There are people who are naturally quiet. It's just that's their nature. And when you are secure enough to get close to them, you'll be amazed that this is a sweet brother. These are nice people. Have you ever, destroyed people with your tongue only to now get to know them and say, my God? But you see, the things you have done, you can't take it back. And somebody is going to run with that narrative for life. So he said, I'm going to judge between cattle and cattle. Amen. Look at your neighbor beside you and say, I love you. Let's do something. Get up, everybody. Those of you, get up, everybody. All right, walk, 4 feet. Look at the people in the high. And wait. You know, there are people's wives and husbands because Pastor Tolu is a barista. So you just go and tell the wife, I love you. Say, Otito Malo. Say, I love you. Say, Otito, be going. Say, I love myself. So walk to 4 people now. and hold them and say, I love you. So good to see you. I love you. Yes, share love. Share love. Share it. Share it. Oh, yes. Amen. Amen. Do you know? Sit down for a minute. Sit down for a minute. Yeah. Sit down for a minute. Have you told that protocol member that you don't like that I love you? Because the last time they said you should sit down in the seat, he said, I don't like that, sister. Stand up now and go and tell her that I feel there's somebody particularly that I'm talking to. Yes. And I feel you are in church. So, but I know what I'm saying, like I know my name. Yeah. So, you know, in this church, you don't joke with the prophetic. But I noticed that what I want to say is a joke. It's a joke. So don't take me serious. It's not a doctrine. But sometimes my mind is very funny. I'm a serious person. But what goes on inside, if you find out, you just shake your head. Sometimes I just sit down and say, this rapture thing gone. The suffering that an African, a Nigerian has suffered is too much. They should not just take us to marry supper of the lamp. We are not used to love like that. We have faced problem. We need to be quarantined. And they'll be giving us Lovoquin injection. Because an average Nigerian has become placid. He can't respond to love. He's rigid, unbroken, hurt, pain, guilt, sufferings. He can't unleash that life. And even when he's married, he can't kiss the wife. What are you looking for? Say, it's money we are looking for. Problem tipo Jew. Release yourself from these shackles. Break loose. Let life flow through you. It doesn't matter what your foundation look like. You can love and you can be loved. Are you following what I'm saying here? Many church brothers that many church sisters don't like. It is not because those church brothers are not good guys. But too, the way he's looking. He has love on his inside. He imagines it. But he can't project it. Because he has allowed situations block the flow. He doesn't even smile well now. You see. He doesn't smile well. Say it loud and clear. I'm a love being.
I'm a love being.
Say it again. I'm a love being.
I'm a love being.
Are you following what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
I love effortlessly.
I love effortlessly. Yes.
And I found out. And I'm not trying to bring down any denomination. But one time I sat down in our system in school, I said, this one that for the Holy Spirit to move is like his punishment first. By the time you are done teaching, I say it's impartation meeting, and I say, buddy, oh yeah, God, 7-7. Now, 7-7. Holy Ghost fire, yeah, Holy Ghost fire. Give me that beat. Hey, TJ. I've missed that beat. I know, say you go, Sabian. Wait from Sapele, from come. Come. Things I know, Sabi Pigeon. Come here. Stay there, my friend. You now funk with the play. I love you. I in the Holy Ghost fire. Yeah, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Now, hold on a minute. You, Sabian. I talk about you. I know. Now, I'm not a, listen. I'm not against a denomination. I'm not against the method. I just thought as a person, why must it be this tough for the Holy Ghost to come down? After you have done that. And as I then, it felt like psychology to me. Fire, then you now go, fire. Then, one sister now said, my only cow. the person leading the prayer is not like, yeah, the Spirit of the Lord. Yeah. Our heart is too strong. Now the problem with that. Our heart is too strong. Our heart is, and that's why some of our prophecies, when somebody starts prophesying, you now become afraid. Because it's like the prophet takes the mood of the prophet. When the prophet did not eat good food, those of you who are eating your dreams. I sat down and I said, how did we get here? I'm not saying the whites have better privilege, but I think there's something about our culture that breeds pain and hardship. That's the truth. Even me, I had to start sitting down and detoxifying, though. Because you may never truly know what it means to be a pastor. Let me just leave it to. You may never know what it means to be a pastor. As a pastor. Because all the models you have seen is a wrong model. Are you following what I'm saying? You need detox. You need to be healed in your heart. You can't love. You are not this hard. What hardened you? What made you like this? You were not born like this now. What changed you? You can now keep malice for 12 months. How did you get there? Because you are naturally not happy. Life has shown you shaggy. Anybody that bring anyhow, you to give anyhow. Relax. Jesus wants to love you the way no one else has loved you. And allow him do so. Allow him. Stop rejecting love. You see, many believers are saying that they are not in a relationship, blah, blah, blah. It may not be strength to stay single. And I reject that strength for you. Wait, they take look me so. Sometimes it is that something has actually hampered the flow of love. Something has. And I pray for everyone who is recovering from breakup that you will recover truly. Amen. And then so that you will not bleed on the person who didn't cut you. You recover, then you marry well, happy. And both of you can see each other in future and say, thank God for you. Thank God for you. Many of you right now after this meeting, maybe you have your own profession, sir, but you are also a jailer or a jailer. What do you call it? Jailer. Is it jailer now? You have a prison. On Facebook is there. On Instagram is there. Shabe. Block. This one. You think you can lead me on and then just dump it like that. Block. You come, you smile. I smile back. That's all. Block. Sister. Dead there. Some believers are love tired. We need healing. One time I looked at myself and I look at the pain sometimes that can come as you pastor. You must find the definition of love from Christ as a pastor. If not, you will not know when you become toxic. You will not know. You will just be unleashing frustration. You won't know. You must know you are loved. If not, you will have a house of pretense. They're just deceiving themselves. And that's why when this ministry started and they start giving themselves name, Brother Nakali. When I say stop it, they now brought a new model. And now say, since they know if they Sister Hope, Apostle here, they now say, Mama Hope. When somebody call you Mama Hope, will you be free with the person? You say, so can you go and tell the person who is mamalizing you that Mama Hope, that there's something I've been struggling with? You can't share with the person. Because how can a mama? So those things are psychological restrictions. Break yourself of it. And I speak for Spirit of Light Church. I don't speak for any other ministry. I speak for this house. Let's be a place for the balance. Are you following what I'm saying? Well, when we did peace, when we did the ordination, I asked one of my spiritual daughter, I said, I did okay, so I'm like, we're not pastor, right? So I'll be calling you to pastor. I said, go help me. Because we share a relationship. Sometimes people struggle to cope because it's like people who go to club find it easy after a bottle of Gouda to share that this is what is happening. When you share with a believer sometimes, the first question is, hey, who are you? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said that, do you know I have this challenge? See, and meanwhile, most of those who always say that, they too, they have that problem. They do. Let's break these walls that have separated us. Let's break these walls that have limited flow of love and freedom to share. Many people are dying in silence for the things that, if shared with the right people, would have been solved. There's no conversation I don't have with guys. There's no conversation. There's no conversation. Oh yes. Think about the conversation. There's no conversation. All my boys came to me and said, he think his manhood is small. I say, off your trouser. I said, it's not apostle level. Lock the door of the office. Did they tell you that I'm a gay? What's your problem? Tilekun, my friend. Let's see what you are talking about. Up the trouser. I say, it's enough. What you have there is enough. Unless you have a mission to kill somebody. I said, leave it like that. It is perfect. He was shocked that, apostle, this is man now. You won't fall down. People, see, the reason why you need me to be in that platform with you is because I can address what people can address. Raw. You tell the talk. Raw. When with the house, you say, Elijah, don't leave that matter. Say, because when you reach Elijah level, you go know Elijah. You hear what I talk? So people don't have people they can share with. And that's what the church is for. That's what the church is for. Hey, a lady comes to me and say, Mama, please. Yes. And that's why we insisted that refer to me as apostle and call my wife Pastor Mimi. So there can be freedom. So there can be freedom. I say, Papa, Mama, let's talk. See, in this life, you will need help. Don't cover yourself from those who can help you. If you are a lady, you have sexual issue, I'm not the right person to talk to. I'm married. My wife is. You get what I'm saying? If you are a man now, you get sexual issue, you get erection, you know, Sabi older. You can't go talk to my wife if I catch you. Go first put ministry one side. I will teach you. Say now man to man. Now come explain. You get what I talk? You talk to your man like you. Let me see. One time I counseled a lady who said, come on, hold you to real. Man, said, sir, I don't know, whenever I see you, my body is just moving. What are you talking about? What are you talking? I stood up. What are you talking about? What will I do? So I'll sit there and say, and so sister, you are a born again Christian. What are you talking about? At the come out. Oh boy. Find your square root. Say, no, don't finish the conversation. So me too, I now tell you that actually the same thing. Are you following what I'm saying? Say, sir, I don't know. I've been keeping this in my heart. Every time I see you, my body just moving. Kalima Haidekate. The grace to help that body that is moving is not on me. The Bible says, flee. How shall the man who is free set you free? Who is fleeing to set you free? I'm not the one. Go and meet God to set you free or talk to somebody else. Do you understand what I'm saying? So sometimes we have built barriers, and never assume, because you see, there are protocols around your leaders. Those protocols are not from you; they are for you. Because people destroy and trivialize what is common. I've seen cases where sometimes you are going, let me give you instances. Maybe as a pastor, they said, at least have a personal protocol that will be moving with you. They say, I want to keep it simple in the midst of the crowd. I just want to keep it simple. You are past the midst of the crowd. Somebody is shouting hallelujah, eat your manhood. See, sorry. And it happens because you are not wise. You've not separated religion from stupidity. And it happens every time. You don't know you need help. Have that protocol for what it is for. Not for a way to now usurp authority over the people and match their head. But you need it. It happened several times in places. And you begin to ask yourself, why am I this stupid? You see. Sometimes, I was in a meeting. Unfortunately, the people who hosted me were not people who knew many things. And they just left me in the hands of some boys. And the guy was closing on me and say, yes, all the things. I'm telling you practically that I've seen the way all this power that has been demonstrated. What is the secret? He was touching my chest. What is the secret? No tell us saying a fasting and prayer, because with a fast, with a pray. What? And I was just looking at who will rescue me from these boys. And I was told the last time an apostle, I don't want to mention, went there in the place of trying to drag an hunger. They tore his clothes. So if they say, somebody say that, we want to invite you, I will ask you, what's your structure like? There are instances I can share. One time I was invited to come minister in a place, and the ministry is headed by a lady. They said they came to drop food. The hotel was such that the only way to lock the door is to put a table behind it. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm telling you a fact. And the door, the restroom, the bedroom and toilet now, is glass. You see. And I was going to start bathing. And they were coming in. To do what? Sometimes people go online. I get offended. We want to invite a man of God. He's asking us, what kind of hotel are you booking? Why should he not ask? You see, anyone can complain when you are not there. Anyone can complain. If I share stories, you will run. But I don't present ministry in the way that people will be scared of ministry. But we'll bless God for the body of Christ. Sometimes the ministry out of prejudices. Say, all those people teaching on honor. Why was people should be taught honor and how to honor. I went to minister in a place from Ile Ife to Kano. I saw they book my flight too. After the meeting, I said, I've not seen my return ticket. They said, we know God has lifted you now. Use that one as a seat to us. How? One time I went to minister, so my wife followed me. So when it was time to give me honorarium, normally I could transfer more and send to them. But I noticed that the brother that was going to give the honorarium is greedy. The one they sent. So the way he was giving the honorarium was in the way of, I know you will not take it. Me too, I said I will take it. So he gave me the honorarium. Hold it now. Give me the honorarium. I collected. He too was holding. Me, I held it and I was looking at his eye. I held it. I held it. So I collected my honorarium. I said, God bless you, sir. Why? Why you won't rip me? Don't be give, they said, me give. And he's not going to return it to the ministry. One time I was invited from Nigeria to Benin Republic. On the road, two buses left me stranded because I had malaria. I was throwing up, and each time that happened, they would drive off. I entered that place, whether with my head or my legs. I entered broken, shattered, sick. after the meeting, when I had to go back. It was in those days that you trust God to use an Nigerian port transport. Not, you know. I had to go back to Ife. As I opened my honorarium, it was 5,000 naira. From Benin. Kutonu. Where I go take start? 5K. Then, thank God I entered the bus from that place, Kalifo, Tunde Motors, to the border. And then one of the ex-cos was there, the vice president. It was not the one that was saying that I want to really apologize, that the money given to you was small, that actually the ministry was going through something. That's why what they could package was 10,000 naira. Thank you. Well, what is here is 5K. So I now found out that the president has removed 5K. So when I got to the border, when I crossed the border, my phone was dead. The immigration people, those ones, they go help you, they fly up. Those ones, they collected all the money. So I was there. No phone to call, no money to move. Not in the days of Bolt or all those things. I sat down where one woman was selling pineapple, trying to look her. I was like a destitute. Finally, I was able to see a shop where I could beg. Can I just boost my phone? I didn't have credit on that phone. So I had to send one of my friends, please call me. So she called. I had to say, see, I'm stranded as I'm talking to you now. Any help you can. Then she gave me 7,000 or so. I was able to find. We have seen quite some things. And it's a privilege to have seen. It's a privilege to have. So when we teach people honor to do what is right, don't out of your own personal prejudice say ministries who are teaching on honor are wrong. Have you faced problem before? I went to minister in Kaduna. I shared this story with you. 12 a.m. I go to Kaduna. The man of God said, The woman said, yeah, my last close. What do you expect? 12 a.m. I said, boy, go. See, she has closed. I said, let's see, I get home. We got to the house. He entered. We sat down. He entered the room, brought out a stove. Say, the matches has finished. Hello. They were shy about. So I now wanted to ease myself. Say, please, we've been on the road. Can I ease myself? So he brought out a black bucket. I said, do it here. I've never done that in my life. He said, no toilet. Say, you be that toilet before you can use it, they will have to go and buy petrol. I don't know in my life that there is a toilet that needs petrol. Are you starting an engine? You, if you don't know what that means, may you not even know it, because it means you have jumped and passed certain life situation. So the following morning, we sat, we slept. So I said, we need to bath, man of God. To my greatest surprise, he brought the same bucket for urinating to bath. Hey, I told my boy that was me, I said, Julius, you first go bath. I said, you go. Go and bath. I don't know what has happened to this bucket's life. So, by the time we finished the meeting, after the meeting, we said, I wanted to just go in peace. We were together inside the luxurious bus from Kaduna back to Ife. He said, at that point, I know that it means we are about to face another beginning. So he said, I forgot to take offering for your honorarium from the people. I said, lose me and let me go. My brother, let's do ministry well. That's what I would say. And let's not treat God's ministers bad. Okay? Let me leave it there. If you know you can't host a minister, don't bother. I say we host you by faith. then we'll teach you long suffering. See, all the lessons you miss with God. These are ministry we teach you. When you come to us, you will learn patience. All over money, well, Pastor. We acquire. Praise God. But when you serve in a local assembly, you'll be taught. Particularly a local assembly that is big on structure. You will learn. We are not the best at hosting ministers. Hey, but we go out of the way. We go out of our way to do. Are you know what I'm saying? Look for what is befitting, what is honoring, what is pleasant. Yeah. Sometimes you go to meeting to say, ah, please, sir, drop your hand on. Sorry, please. Drop your account number. You drop your account number. They ghost you. You ghosted. They say, drop your account number. So don't worry. Don't stress yourself. Don't worry. God bless. Can I have your own account number instead? And we saw a seed there. Don't do ministry with lies. Dribbling. Again. Leg over. Did your coach. And that's why. When you are taught in a house, and don't see those structures as grievous, because you will need them. So you wonder why this one. When somebody was complaining, you want to host ministers. We are all standing here. Ah, that's how nations we stand for you too. We are not the person coming. You see myself standing outside, ready to receive the person. I was going to minister for my friend Apostle Michael Ropo. All right, in their meeting. And my flight was supposed to be for 12. Later, they shifted the flight. No, it was supposed to be for 11. But finally, the flight moved around 2. He waited at the airport from that time till I got to Abuja. He was waiting. And I looked at him and I said, this man honors me. He honors me. He was there. He just returned from a crusade in Cross River. He has not gotten home. He drove straight from that place. No, he flew in. He got in around 9. So he waited till around 3:20 that I got down. That's honor. You can't do ministry on your own terms. People are trained for the work of ministry in their local assembly. You don't do ministry by anointing alone. You need training. People have worked with me. Ah, you cook food for guests. We taste it. Is it tasting nice? If it's not tasting nice, I eat it. Go out of the way. Are you following what I'm saying here? We learn it. You see the preparation. You see the prayer. You see diligence. Many of those who work closely with me can succeed in working with any organization. Somebody watched our Festival of Life meeting and said, my God, look at the stage, the flower design. This is excellent. I said, everything you are seeing there, it was 15 minutes plan. I was supposed to use a screen, it failed. Somebody came up with that in 15. When he came to tell me, the chairman of the meeting, and he said, sir, there's something I can do. I said, you know me. You know I'm a stickler for excellence. I said, I don't know what you're about to do, but I trust you. I trust you. That anything you do will be good. So go ahead. I said, thank you, sir, for trusting me. 15 minutes. Everything came out. You see, crisis management. Nobody's shivering. Nobody's shaking. No. Everybody's comported. Yeah, look, the meeting is starting. The journey is off. Ah! What's going to happen here? What will be happening to Apostle? He's laughing and drinking and sure. Okay, you know, if you know it sure, you know it sure. Yeah, I'm telling you. See, because people are saying, relax, 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 relax. I told one of them, I said, the worst that will happen is I will tell the invited music minister, we are sorry. All right, please rest tonight. Take your honorarium. Another time will come. And I tell everybody, don't worry, tomorrow will be our day one. You can go. See, that's the worst. We'll not kill ourselves. Because we have done everything we should do humanly. So you watch people who are training local assembly. They can handle more. When they get to organizations, they are surprised. Who trained you? Where are you coming from? What did you study? Because they have become an asset. In the place of applying themselves to those growths, those trainings. Never despise those things. And as you begin to mature in those things, you get to a point that now you are now being trusted with critical matters. Say beyond the things on the surface. Every restaurant has a kitchen. So this is where matters are getting hot. But to every kitchen there's a market. Because these things are in level. And to every market there's a farm. Aha. They're in levels. But you start being introduced. So you start seeing that. So even when this man comes out to minister under the power, there are things happening. How come it is not showing? I must become strong. Are you following what I'm saying here? Every privilege of leadership in your local assembly is a privilege to grow and to be of age. Once you are promoted, become more humble. Never let God remind you of where He picked you from. They say, now we trust you, you can be a minister. At that point, now be careful how you talk to people. Don't talk them down. Intentionally lower your tone. Alright? And then, because leadership is the opportunity to serve better. Are you following what I'm saying here? Have you been blessed tonight?
Yes, sir.
Are you following what I'm teaching you?
Yes, sir.
Am I teaching good?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. If you understand these basics, all right. See, listen, there's no such thing as the form of ministry that I have in my local assembly. They don't know it. It's not been revealed to them. What are you talking about? What kind of ministry? What form of ministry? Say, people like me, we are once in a generation. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? If you avail yourself, you discover that there is a curriculum for what the assignment you have. Alright, as we go on in this, I will teach you on how to handle a calling if you are in a local assembly. There's a way to handle a calling. Alright? And I've taught our pastors, if you are a pastor, but you have a burden, an expression, there's a way to go about it. Yeah. Today, I wrote it in my diary, a topic I'm going to teach you. How to respond to life faces. I'll teach you how to respond to grief, how to respond to breakup, how to respond to joy, how to respond to promotion. Oh, yes. Yes. How to respond to lifting. Yes. Scripture. So that by the time you see that you have been prepared for life. But that doesn't mean you now decide yourself and say, I've graduated. I've learned all that should be learned. Sit down. See, the idea is that you keep learning till you also now begin to serve. And now become profitable, not just a hearer. That's why Paul said, when you ought to be teachers, in that people should now feed you with milk again. Are you following what I'm saying here? Praise God. Now, Matthew 18:20, Jesus speaking there, he said, where two or three of you are gathered in my name, I am. So, the owner of the church is always in church. Treat church with dignity and respect. Okay? Church is the bride of Christ. Be careful of how you talk about her. Even me, correcting people. Yes, I correct people, depending on where they place me in their life. If you place me where I can correct you, and I will. But I see that I won't. There's no point. Alright? But even with that, no matter how high they have placed you, you do it. You have no right to correct people strongly until you have first let them know how much they are loved. Love is the foundation, so there is no misconception. Praise God. The church is a place of love. Say that I love my church. Say it again, I love my church. I will not hold any hurt, any pain, any grief, any offense against the church. I love my pastor. I hold them the duty of care and prayers. I will do my best to make this work easy for them. I will serve God alongside with them. Amen. Yes, I want us to do something. Wherever you are tonight, just pick a phone and celebrate your pastors. Even if it is a recharge card sent to your resident pastors. Are you following what I'm saying? Even if it is a 1,000 naira seed, just say, Pastor, I want to thank you. Sometimes your pastor's wife, I say thank you. Some of you have never given to your pastors before. You never gifted them. Amen. I want you to, will you do that tonight? Just say, I honor you. And if you hold anything against them, forgive them. They are not perfect. As they are growing you, God is growing them too. Are you following what I'm saying? Will you honor your pastors tonight? Yes. Yes, you should. You should. I've seen the resident pastor of Abuja Church, Pastor Mimi. I've seen her old meetings and conversations. At times I'm like, how are you doing it? Sometimes I have to go to her office and I release my wife. Release my wife for me. Let's go. I'm wondering. Sometimes anybody who knows me, my head is always up. I'm busy with systems. Elaborately. Sometimes I like, hey. So yesterday, one of my spiritual daughter, a police officer, had a birthday. So I called her. I began to pray for her. My wife was not in the room when I did that. So I know my wife called her past 11 and began to pray. I noticed the content of the prayer was the same thing I said. The same thing. I just sat down there, just observed. I said, wow. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah, those of you who are couples, married, counseling, I don't show up. You don't see me. Are you following what I'm saying? This is the person. She will sit you down and ask questions. My wife can listen and talk and listen and listen. So when I come, I say, okay, so yeah. Say, you both of you have issues, okay? Do you like problem? No. So don't give each other problems. Is that okay? Just don't face up. Just don't. Do you like stress? No. So don't stress each other. Say, I'm supposed to. So I talk to you guys. Pastor Mimi is there. That's why we have resident pastor. It's not our branches. Amen. When we were going to marry, the conversation we had is that I don't like stress. Do you? Says she doesn't like stress. So I said, don't stress me and I will not stress you. I said, I make a promise to you, I will not stress you. And promise me that you will not stress me. That's the conversation about conflict though. And nobody has stressed each other. I don't know how to say, don't stress. Not stress me. Me, I will not stress you. I'm not the kind of man you say you want to cook rice, beans, salads, but rice, stew, meat. Sefimi. I'm okay. Say, I won't stress you. Alright? But you too. Stress. But this man, listen, if you know the preparation before a service, in Spirit of Life Church. Sometimes people are sleeping. 12 a.m. The pastors are with me on Zoom. 12 a.m. This is what we are going to be discussing. This is what we are going to be teaching tomorrow. Everywhere, same thing. We'll compare notes, compare scripture. This is so that we don't go to any branch and somebody is not looking like the vision. Everybody looks like the vision. Compare notes. We agree. If anybody posts anything online, explain what you have posted, sir. What is it? Break this down theologically speaking. You follow what I'm saying there? These men are laborers. They are. And I want us to embrace them as God's special gift to us. Are you following what I'm saying there? As God's special gift to us. Amen. And love them and forgive them. Because they are not perfect. Sometimes they are going through their own personal issues and they reflect on the work. A few times. We must learn to, in Africa, in Nigeria, we don't cut our pastors slack. We are very big on cutting them off. The pastor introduced to me, cut off. No. They are humans. Sometimes they look at you and they feel this relationship will be till God knows. And suddenly you just disappear. And somebody else is coming and say, how do I trust this person now? You see, once in a while, celebrate them. I'm not going to honor your pastors tonight. God, my God who has called me will honor you for honoring them. In the name of Jesus. That brings me to the end of my teaching. And I'm so excited. Oh yes, you can, yeah, you should clap and... Yes. God has blessed you with a man who will teach you the word, so you should be excited and glad and... Oh yes. Oh yes. Praise God. So I'm going to be very happy if I see that you celebrate your pastors and you honor them very well. The God who has called me will honor you too. In Jesus' name. I love you guys. Yeah. Some of you are not used to telling me that I love you, Apostle. Because you are some, I don't know what is your problem. Maybe you feel I don't understand the meaning of the love you are talking about. Yeah. Praise God. Are you excited? Have you been blessed?
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame.
To partner with Flame, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289, Femi Lazarus Ministries, UB.